falling down. Don't know which way is up. I wallow in my sin as pride raises up.
The thing that's great about covenant eyes is it eliminates the opportunity. Part of what I teach guys is that when Jesus said, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, what he meant was never give me the opportunity to sin when I have the inclination. And so covenant eyes is one way of taking away the opportunity when the inclination is there. But where does the inclination come from? The inclination to commit sexual sin comes from the flesh. And when we became a follower of Jesus Christ, we became new men in Christ. You know, the Bible describes our new life in several ways. You know, we are a branch abiding in the vine, John chapter 15. Ephesians 5:18, you know, we are to be filled with the Spirit. And in Romans chapter 6, what Paul talks about is the fact that we have been identified with Christ in his death and burial and resurrection. And the illustration that I use in the book, I grew up in Roswell, New Mexico until I was 16, and in our backyard we had some crabapple trees. And I remember one day walking out there pulling one of those little, you know, golf ball size or smaller than a golf ball apples off of the tree and biting into it, and it was very bitter. But suppose for a moment that my dad had gone out and made a vertical, an angular cut on all of these trees about a foot from the ground. And then he brought in another tree, and he cut it in a way that would line up with the cut on the crab trees, and he actually grafted it into that, and he wrapped it up, and he secured it with a stake. And in time, those trees would become one tree, and the fruit would no longer be crab apples, but it would be golden delicious apples, because that's what he grafted into the crab apple tree. Now, below that graft line, there would be sucker shoots. And if those sucker shoots were allowed to grow long enough, they would actually take over the tree, and they would produce crab apples. But that would not change the essential nature of the tree. The tree is no longer a crabapple tree. It is a golden, delicious apple tree. But the responsibility my dad would have would be cutting back those sucker shoots below the graft line so that the nourishment and the nutrients from the root system and from the trunk would go up into the branches of the golden delicious apple tree and produce these wonderful apples. This is an illustration of what happens to us when we become Christians. God grafts into us a new identity in Jesus Christ. And that's our true identity. And even though we act in the flesh sometimes, it's not our true identity. But below that graft line, the flesh still exists, and it will send out sucker shoots. Our responsibility is to diligently cut off those sucker shoots and be sure that we strengthen ourselves spiritually so that the fruit of the Spirit is produced in our life rather than the fruit of the flesh. If I choose to go on the internet and look at something that's pornographic, I am acting inconsistent with who I am as a new man in Jesus Christ. That's not who I am. And when a man allows his flesh to control his behavior, he has suffered the worst kind of identity theft. He is no longer acting and behaving out of his new and true identity in Christ, but he is acting out of his flesh, who he was before he knew Christ. And the problem is, men have been dominated for so long by the flesh that they have deceived themselves into believing that's who they are, when in fact that's not who they are. And When Good Men Are Tempted is a very powerful book, because it not only deals with getting rid of the opportunities through things like covenant eyes, but dealing with and understanding my new identity and my true identity in Christ, so that I can act consistent with the new man that I am in Christ. One of the reasons that men get so welded to pornography and sexual stimulation that is clearly sinful and is outside of God's purpose is because when a man finds something besides God that he's turning to meet his deepest needs, he's trusting to satisfy him, to give him pleasure. When he begins to pour time and resources into it, in a very real sense, it becomes an idol, because an idol is anything we trust besides God to meet our deepest needs. And once it becomes an idol, a man is then entered into not only a relationship with the pornographic image or the woman that he's got a relationship with outside of marriage besides his wife, he's entered into a spiritual relationship with the demon behind it. And I'm not saying that these women themselves are demon-possessed or demonized. I'm simply saying that there are powerful demons behind anything that we as men allow to become an idol in our life. That's why it is so essential in finding freedom that we go back to our identity in Christ, because it is the new man in us in Christ that is created free both from the law and from the power of the flesh.
I've heard it said that just as we worship our way into sin, we worship our way out of it. We give ourselves over to these idols. We give ourselves over in trust, and we bond ourselves to these idols that promise us ultimate satisfaction and yet can't deliver that satisfaction. In the same way, we've come out of sin, just like you're saying about going back to that new identity. That new identity is bound up in Christ, and we must go back to worshiping, honoring, loving, trusting, and adoring Christ as the one who can be the satisfaction for our souls.